You're listening to Edars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درش پڑھنے ہیں. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hujjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, the notorious tyrant of this ummah, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh would give an example, and he would say that if all the tyrants of this dunya were to be put on one side and Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi on the other side, his tyranny would exceed all. His tyranny would exceed all. And so that gives you the picture of this man, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. Khair, this man sided with Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, and he took on this mission to capture Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was based in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. And so he came with this huge army towards the city of Makkah Mukarramah, of course with the intention to capture Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala an. And so everything was blocked for him. Now going back to the time of Abdullah ibn Zubair, the city of Makkah of course was very different to what we picture Makkah Mukarramah today as. And so all the entries for him were blocked. And so he laid a siege to the city of Makkah Mukarramah with this huge army that was outside Makkah Mukarramah. And this siege continued for a few months. In fact, scholars have mentioned that the siege continued for more than 5 months. And he blocked off everything. He cut off food supply, every kind of transportation. Nothing could go inside, nothing could exit the city of Makkah Mukarramah, with the intention to completely disable them and to exhaust them so that they become weak, so they don't have the zeal to fight anymore. And of course things would become unbearable for the people of Makkah Mukarramah in the heat. And virtually at the end of 3 months there was no food for the people of Makkah Mukarramah. They had no strength to fight also with Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. Scholars have mentioned that the only source of food for them was Zamzam water. So they would drink Zamzam water in the morning, afternoon, evening, and that is it. And so this was the intention of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. At the same time, what he was doing is that he was also pelting the city of Makkah Mukarramah with rocks and stones, with the catapults that he had come with. And so at the same time, in the night when people were sleeping or even during the daytime, Makkah Mukarramah was being fired at all the time. So there was no rest for the people of Makkah Mukarramah. So there's no food, nothing too solid. Remember, all the camels and the animals are towards the outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah, not inside the city of Makkah Mukarramah. So it was a difficult mission for the people who were with Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. And he gave Well, he made a proposition with the people there, the Bedouins that were there outside, and he said to them, go to the people of Makkah and tell them that anyone who defects from siding with Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, and if he comes out to me, I will give him the complete protection. And so what he was saying is that abandon completely all your ties with Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, and come with Abdul Malik ibn Marwan and come to me and I will give you protection. And as for Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, I give him a choice of three. The first is that he is a free man. If he wants to go, he can go. But he has to vacate the city of Makkah Mukarramah. And then he is free to go. Wherever he wants to go, he can go. So the choice is his. And then the second option given to him is that to come to him and Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi would take him to Abdul Malik ibn Marwan. And whatever Abdul Malik Marwan decides, that would be his fate. And the third choice given to him is that if he stands in defiance against Hajjaj, then he has no choice. Hajjaj is saying that I will fight him and I have a huge army and we have no choice but to kill Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an. And so this was the choice that was given to the people of Makkah and also to Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, who of course at that time was the leader of the Muslimin. And he had settled in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. As the months were passing by, he decided that the best thing for him to do is to return back and go back to the mother, to his mother. And who is the mother of Abdullah ibn Zubair? Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was by now blind and more than 100 years of age at that time. And Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala became the Khalifa. The mother was extremely old, she became blind. Some scholars have mentioned that she was more than 90 years in age, and some have mentioned that she was more than 100 years. Khair, whatever, she was old, weak, and also very blind. So the son Abdullah ibn Zubair came to the mother Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. As he entered, he greeted the mother and he said, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And the mother responded and she said, Ya Bunayya, O my son, come and sit next to me. Now you will hardly find, you hardly capture such relationship and conversations when you look at Islamic history. But subhanAllah, this is recorded. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, and what he asks the mother, Hazrat Asma, and the advice that is given to the son, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair. And so he greets her first. And she says, tell me Abdullah, where is Hajjaj? Tell me Abdullah, where is Hajjaj? So the son becomes very emotional, Abdullah ibn Zubair. And he says, O my mother, only in death do I find peace. Only in death do I find peace. So this is what Abdullah ibn Zubair said. And he said, O my mother, Hajjaj has opened up dunya for me. Hajjaj has opened up dunya for me. What has Hajjaj done? He has given me a choice. And he has given me a choice that if I vacate the city of Makkah Mukarramah, it is fine. And I can choose to live anywhere else. So he has opened up dunya for me. And I come to you, O my dear mother, for advice. Tell me what options to take. What should I choose from the choices that he has given me? Ma za ra'yuki. What is your opinion, O my dear mother? Now, any other mother in the world would have said, take the opportunity that comes to you and immediately get out from the city of Makkah Mukarramah and save your skin. Save your skin. Every mother would say that. But this woman was the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. And this only exemplifies their level of iman and how sincere these people were and how beloved they were to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she said that, Ya Bunayya, O my son, Anta a'lamu bi nafsik, that the truth is, you know of yourself better than anyone else. You know of yourself than anyone else. As in, whatever you decide, it will be good. So the decision is yours. The decision is yours, whatever you want to do. However, my son, if you want my sincere advice, then I will be proud of a child, of a son who is martyred in the deen of Islam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she says that if you know that you are on haq and that you are holding on to the truth and the truth is with you, then don't compromise haq for batil. Don't compromise the truth for falsehood. And be a brave soldier. Be a brave soldier and sacrifice your life like the previous companions that came before you, your predecessors. They gave their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so be a brave soldier. This is what the mother is saying to Abdullah ibn Zubair when she is 100 years of age and at that time blind, and telling him that, my son, remain firm upon haq. Remain firm upon haq. Subhanallah. And then he said to the mother that I have fear. I have one fear that possibly when they kill me, they will want to mutilate my body. What did he say? He said, what I fear, I know who Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi is. He's a tyrant. And so when they kill me, they will want to mutilate my body. So the mother, Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, says that, oh my son, don't you know that the slaughtered goat doesn't feel any pain when it is skinned? Don't you know that the slaughtered goat doesn't feel pain when it is skinned? So why are you worried? Whatever happens to you happens. But be brave, my son. Look at the mother. Look at the spirit of Asma radiallahu ta'ala. Be brave like your father Zubair. He was a brave soldier. And be brave like your grandfather, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. He was a brave soldier. And be brave like your grandmother, Safiya, who was the auntie of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he stood up and he said, Wallahi, Allah is my witness, O my dear mother. I have no love for dunya and I have no connection for dunya. And it is for the truth that I stand. It is for the truth that I stand. And this was my intention anyway. But I wanted your opinion, so your opinion will only strengthen my opinion. So your opinion will only strengthen my opinion. And this is what I want, my dear mother. Ajib. And then he stood up. By now, of course, Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha was blind. And so he stood up and he came. And he kissed the mother on the forehead here. And he kissed the mother and he sat. And then the mother stood up. And then the mother said, oh, Ya Bunayya, oh my son, stand up. And let me hug you for once. Ajib. Let me hug you for once. Let me embrace you. And so Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala and stood up. And he came close to the mother. And Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, the mother, hugged Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair in this manner. As she hugged him, she noticed that Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anha was wearing a kind of a metal armor. kind of a metal armor. So she said, "My son, what is this? A man who wants to become shaheed does not wear a metal armor." And so he said, "My dear mom, I only put on this metal armor to comfort you. It was only to please you. In case you say something else to me, and I can say to you, no, my mom, oh no, my dear mother, everything is fine. Look what I have. This is what I'm wearing." And she's saying, "No. You come close to me and the first thing you do is remove this armor. Remove this armor and be prepared. If it is dunya that you want, then there is no one more coward than you. And how long will you stay in this dunya? But stand and be firm upon the haq, the truth that you are holding on to. And be brave like the previous companions that came." And he took off his armor. And he was, mashallah, physically built, a very strong individual. Abdullah ibn Zubair was a soldier. And he stood up and he kissed his mother, hugged her. And this was the final meeting between the mother and son. And he went out. And of course, Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi and the army was there. These were now individuals who were very close towards making an entry into the city of Makkah Mukarramah. And it is said that he fought like 1,000 men. He fought like 1,000 men. He fought from after Dhuhr, from noon until sunset, fighting the army with only a handful of people that were with him. And he fought like 1,000 men. Why? If we look at what Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had said about his father, Zubair. His father's name was Zubair ibn Awam. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an had dispatched an army of 1,000 men. An army of 1,000 men, making the Amir above them Zubair ibn Awam, that he was the Amir. And he wrote a letter to the governor, and Hazrat Umar said that I have sent you some reinforcements of 1,000 men. So you have 1,000 men, and the head of them, the Amir, is Zubair ibn Awam, and he is another 1,000. What did he say? So I am actually sending you 2,000 men. You have 1,000 men that you can count. But then there is 1,000 men inside one individual, who is Zubair. And Zubair is the father of Abdullah ibn Zubair. And he was like his father. So he fought like his father 1,000 men on that day. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. Allahu Akbar. It is said that he fought and he fought until when he looked to the right, to the left, he noticed that all of his men had become martyred. Everyone was down. And all he could see in front was the army of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf and this one man standing. Subhanallah al-Azim. One man standing. Until they all came close to him. And he fell to the ground. And they all attacked him. And even while being on the ground, he would fight. But obviously with so many people, he was defeated. And at that time he was martyred and he became shaheed. Ulama have mentioned and scholars have mentioned that when news was given to the people who were inside, to the women, that Abdullah ibn Zubair has been made shaheed, they erupted in crying. They erupted in crying. And when he was born, the people of Medina erupted in happiness. Ajib. The people of Medina, when he was born, they actually celebrated his birth date. They actually celebrated his birthday. When he was born, this babe was taken and pampered And every Sahabi was holding this child. He was the first child born to the Muhajireen. When the people were in Medina Munawwara and they were celebrating. And they were happy. But when he died, everyone was crying. Everyone was crying. And there was his body towards the Haram of Makkah Mukarramah. And Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi came. The zalim that he was. And he looked at the body of Abdullah ibn Zubair. And then he said, take me to the mother. Take me to the mother. Look at the zulm and what a zalim he was. That he wants to go to the daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And he went to Hazrat Asma. She was blind and old lady. And he says that I am here, the governor, and for you the Amir. Look how Allah dealt with his enemy. What did he say? Look how Allah dealt with his enemy. As in, look at your son. Look how Allah dealt with him. And so Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she looked at Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. She was blind, but she lifted up her head. And she said to him that, Hajjaj, you have corrupted the dunya for my son. You have corrupted the dunya, this world, for my son. But my son has corrupted for you your akhirah. You have corrupted the dunya for my son. But let me tell you, my son has corrupted for you your akhirah. And that for you, there is nothing in the hereafter. And she said that I am the daughter of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and I have heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that a tyrant will come from the Banu Thaqif. That a tyrant will come from Banu Thaqif and I have no doubt that you are the tyrant. And in anger he just walked away from Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala. And it is said that when Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair was made shaheed, his soldiers that were looking onto the body, they were saying takbir. What were they saying? Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And so Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was walking past. And he said to them that I recall the day when Abdullah ibn Zubair was born in Medina Munawwara and the senior companions were saying takbir, Allahu Akbar. I recall the day when he was born and I witnessed the day when Abdullah ibn Zubair has been made shaheed. Who knows Abdullah ibn Zubair? Truthfully, how many of us have any knowledge of who Abdullah ibn Zubair is? And who is our role model? Hamare hero kaun hai bhai? These were sahaba-i kiram ajma'in. And he says, wallahi, the first takbir was much better and more sincere than your takbir. Do you know what you are saying when you say, at-takbir, Allahu Akbar? Looking at Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. And just to give you an example, that how twisted people are when they speak. You'll see how the Qadianis, the Ahmadiyya, when they speak, they'll try to confuse someone. And what they do is that they play with the verses of the Quran, make a translation so that it fits their desire, what they want, and turning away from the facts. And so what he said to the people of Makkah that you have my protection. Abdullah ibn Zubair was a good man. What does Hajjaj say? Abdullah ibn Zubair was a good man, but he had to be removed. And he gives an example. And he said, you see, Adam alayhi salatu was salam was a good man, a prophet of Allah. But when he disobeyed Allah by eating the fruit, Allah had to remove him from Jannah into dunya. And so Abdullah is not better than Adam alayhi salam. And so when he disobeyed, Abdul Malik ibn Marwan, who is the leader and the ruler of the Muslims, he had to be removed. So Abdullah ibn Zubair is a good man. Like how Adam alayhi salam had to be removed, we had to remove Abdullah ibn Zubair. And he says that we had to remove him even from the city of Makkah, because Makkah is not better than Jannah. Because Adam alayhi salam was removed from Jannah. Now look at the twisted mind of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. How these people were and how they would think. For the common man it would be so difficult. For the common man it would be so difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah save us and Allah give us good company. For there are people today around us. When we don't keep the company of pious people, Allahu Akbar, the love of Allah and the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam vanishes. It's taken out. Just yesterday I had a father coming to me crying. And he said that, oh, my son is on the internet and he has a friend. One is a Hindu individual by religion and another friend is Parsi, a Persian, a Zoroastrian. And of course both of them are atheists. And we didn't realize that all of a sudden he had such an influence on our child that today my child is saying that I don't believe in Allah. The father provides everything for him. Everything. Ajib. Imagine the difficulty that is there. And so we are going through a difficult phase. You have corrupted people, twisted minded people who play with your minds. Just like what Hajjaj is doing with the people of Makkah. And Hajjaj says that I want you to hang the body of Abdullah ibn Zubair on the gates of Kaab, on the gates of Makkah. On the gates of Makkah Mukarramah. So his men lifted up, Allahu Akbar, the body of Abdullah ibn Zubair, and they hung him so that people could see Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. And the body was there hanging in that position for a few days. And this is at the doorstep of Balad-e-Haram. And so people would come to him that have mercy now, Hajjaj. He's Abdullah ibn Zubair, bring him down. And Hajjaj, the zalim that he was, he said, I will not allow the body to be dropped to the ground, to bring the body down, until the mother Asma comes to me and begs to me. Astaghfirullah, radiyallahu ta'ala. So let the mother come and beg me, and then I will bring the body of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair down. This is history. And when this news came to Hazrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and she says, you think I will beg? You think I will beg to Hajjaj ibn Yusuf? My son is a soldier. And she said to the people that I am blind, take me to my son. And so they were holding her hands and they took Hazrat Asma. She was that lady who had taken her belt out for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to provide food for him and to seal the food that she had prepared for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so people would remember that incident and remember Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. And so she came in front of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair and they said that he is on top here. And she looked at Abdullah ibn Zubair. The people of Makkah would say that whilst Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in that position, there was so much fragrance that was coming out from his body that no one ever in Makkah Mukarramah had experienced that. And so she looked up in the heavens and she looked at Abdullah ibn Zubair and she said, isn't it time for my knight? Isn't it time for this brave soldier, a knight, that he decides to come off from his horse? Isn't it time for this knight that he decides to come off from his horse? When Hajjaj ibn Yusuf heard the words from Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, only then he gave permission that lower the body of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, my respected brothers and elders, the plains of Badr will testify for the Shuhada of Badr. The mountain of Uhud will testify for the Shuhada of Uhud. But on the day of Qiyamah, the Kaaba will testify to the Shahadat of Abdullah ibn Zubair. The Kaaba itself will testify to the Shahadat of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. What a grand Sahabi he was. Subhanallah. And this is the end of this great Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. And if Allah wills, inshallah, we continue. Of course, now Abdul Malik ibn Marwan is in charge. Inshallah, we will continue with that in the next durus. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka at-tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na. Ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya rahman.